Hello, welcome to News Fox. It's Monday the 10th of March and this is the news. Well, I tell you what. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
What?
It's stormy weather, isn't it? Outside.
It's raining. There's no need for that.
Stormy weather.
You know what you should go in for?
Pop Idol?
Yeah, or X Factor.
No, I'll tell you what I should go in for. New one, where you have to be Nancy from Oliver. What does she... Can't see it. She doesn't sing that, does she? What does she sing? Oompa-pa, oompa-pa. Does she sing that? There's a little ditty you see in the city, especially when you've been on the gin all the beer. Anyway, regardless of my talents as a future musical star, it's quite stormy.
Have I told you my audition experience about Oliver?
Is it news?
No, but was you singing Oliver news anyway?
No, but like, that's why I curtailed it. I could have gone for hours.
Could have done it by now.
Go on then.
No.
No, do it.
No, do it. No.
Well, I know about your audition for Oliver. It is news because apparently, what's his name?
George Clooney has had his balls ironed.
Was that for the Oscars?
It was for his audition for Oliver. Michael Ball has received Best Actor.
For playing a lady.
The Laurence Olivier Awards. He's really happy.
He's a happy man, naturally, I think. If you look at him, he always looks quite jolly.
He's not. He was on Desert Island Discs last week. And
he's a big fan of Radiohead.
He had a big drinking problem and suffered a nervous breakdown. And he's had quite a difficult psychological life, but I think he's in good form at the moment. He was quite nice, actually. He was very nervous about it. You could tell.
What does Island Discs? Yeah. What did he pick? Can you remember any of them?
No. They were all quite highbrow.
Were they musical?
One of them was a big musical one. I actually turned up the radio and had a little jig. That was good.
A builder...
Auditioned for Oliver.
Cody Spill has been caught
slacking
sex with a piece of household machinery.
A Hoover.
Yeah. Do you know who it was?
No.
Henry the Hoover, because he's got a face.
Henry the Hoover's been raped.
Henry the Hoover's been raped. He got caught by a security guard. He's claimed. I was just ironing my underpants. Not ironing, vacuuming my underpants. We all do it in Poland, you know. But I don't think the security guard really believed him. Hence, he reported it to the news.
I know that if I had a knob, I would have tried it. To be honest. I mean, if mine would fit down a Hoover pipe, I imagine I'd have have one that was too big.
But the Hoover pipe's quite cold and hard with a sharp edge, isn't it? You need to somehow soften it slightly, I think.
What, put some KY jelly inside it or something?
A bit of foam around the edge. Polystyrene.
I mean, as long as it's not sharp.
But it could be quite sharp, I imagine. It's a delicate instrument, the old penis. It would be just, you know, ramming it any old bit of metal. Any shard of metal.
Well then, I think it'd be hard to damage unless you sucked out your inner pipe.
All of you, what if all your insides came out the end of your knob? That'd be bad, wouldn't it?
Who was it that told me about a story about somebody in a swimming pool where they saw something and they started
it's
pulling it?
It's not a story,
is this true?
It's not a story, it's a work of fiction by the man who wrote Fight Club.
Well, the story goes, and this did happen, a boy was in a swimming pool, saw something dangling, started pulling on it, and it turned out to be his guts.
No, that's not the story.
They pulled them all out. Well, maybe I'm doing a different story to your... God.
My made up one is that a boy gets... He'd sit on the suction pipe because it gave him a bit of a thrill, but it sucked out his arse, and then he had to chew through his own intestines that had come out of his body to set himself free so he didn't drown as well.
Completely different to my story.
Well, this story, the guy who wrote it, whose name I cannot remember, he used to do readings of it around the world, and people often apparently fainted or threw up. question. What do you think the most important skill for a woman to have is?
Feminine wiles.
That counts as a skill?
Yeah.
If you were a man, what skills would you look for? I think of another skill you might look for in a woman. Blowjobs. Does that come under your headline of feminine wiles?
I would say... I don't know. I don't know. No, it doesn't.
So it doesn't, so that's another one then, blowjobs. Okay. Apparently most men, 50% of men, believe cooking is the most important skill for a woman.
Honestly. Interesting.
Because you can always order in takeaway, but well, you can't order in a woman to have sex. Oh no, you can, can't you?
What's the next one?
Don't know, I've only got the top one.
Cooking.
Yeah.
I should try and make that cake.
Guess how many pubs are closing down every day?
One.
Four. Four.
I was in the right ballpark. Ken Livingstone.
No, you weren't. It's four times more than you said.
But it's still under five. There's only... Ken Livingstone has moved into second place in the popularity ratings of mayoral candidate. Bookies are now saying that Boris is the... favourite, which frightens me. But I think I'll put a bet on Ken if that's the case, because yeah. I don't think Boris really will win.
I don't think anyone could really, in the heart, hand on heart, vote for Boris, could they? I don't know. I always just assume that Ken will just get in again, but perhaps I'm taking too much for granted. I mean, I like Boris, but I wouldn't want him to be mayor. I've said this before. I'd rather have Brian Paddick
from the Dems.
Yeah. He's interesting, he's been in the police force and he's gay, so he knows about stuff. How far did you get with that book I gave you for Christmas?
About halfway.
Doughboy.
You've already told me there's a bit in it where he says he doesn't like women farting.
No, it's not, it doesn't say that. It says anyone who thinks that farting is funny is a fucking cretin.
Well, he's not right about everything.
He is right about that, though.
Farting is funny, you know, you love it.
I don't love it.
I've seen you see
it. I find it really quite offensive. Del Boy might be coming back.
Well, he shouldn't come back.
Well, I think... David Jason said, if the right script came along, I'd consider it. Which is not the same thing. Because no one's going to write the script.
Unless... we write the script.
Oh, we could do, couldn't we? Yeah, let's do it. We'll do that later. Oh, I've got an hour spare. Lisa Marie Presley is furious. She's in the news again for doing nothing, apart from getting pregnant. Apparently all the press were going, oh, she's put on weight, look at her, she's a bit fat, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's the daughter of Elvis Presley and she's a bit fat, look at that, she'll probably die as well. She said, sorry, everybody, leave me alone, I'm pregnant. It's just a bit, you know, leave her alone. She didn't ask before. BBC have been bombarded with complaints. BBC One screened 14 hours of football and rugby within 24 hours for the second weekend in a fortnight. It was basically a lot of sport. We got some sport news, didn't we?
Yeah.
Someone put a phone up today on the BBC News and complained that they weren't reporting. And just because England lost to Scotland in the rugby,
mm-hmm.
why aren't you reporting this? Just because England lost, you're not interested. And they're like, well, no, the reason we're not reporting is because it happened 2 days ago, but this is the sports news, and that's not new. That's old. We did it yesterday. Which is a fair point.
It was.
Bloody chippy Scottish. Chippy. So the sports news is that the FA Cup's gone well exciting because everyone's been knocked out. Manu were knocked out. Chelsea are knocked out. Middlesbrough... and knocked out. No, it was in Middlesbrough. Who's still in?
Cardiff, Barnsley and Plymouth.
But there must be one other person.
Bromwich Albion against... I can't remember.
Which is the one that's in the Premiership? What's the best one called? Premiership's the best one, isn't it? And the Champions is the second best. League Division 1. There's only one team left in, isn't there?
Yeah.
Which one is that, though?
I can't remember. I think it might be the... West Bromwich, no. I can't remember. I'm going to put a bet on Barnsley to win.
Are they the ones who knocked out Liverpool as well as Chelsea?
Yeah.
They're doing very good. Yeah, and there was another bit of sports news, which is that a man playing cricket for England scored a hat-trick. And I went, well, that's easy. You can easily score 3 runs in cricket. But no, what he did was bowled out 3 people in a row. And that's a hat-trick in cricket.
I don't understand cricket at all.
To be honest, I don't really understand, but I do understand that someone got bowled out 3 people in a row. And that's pretty cool. That's the first time it's happened for ages. And Barnsley, it's the first time they've got to the cup final for 98 years or something like that, isn't it? 96.
In the book that I'm reading at the moment, it just mentioned Barnsley getting into the final, I think, in, it's in like 1926 or 1912 or something.
1912, there's a new phone come out, which is a personal trainer. I can't imagine how irritating this would be. It's a little handset called My Coach, and it monitors your heart rate and tells you what to do. So it goes, come on, do some running, and then it says things like, okay, warm it up, okay, let's go, speed up now, and think, how long do you think you'd go without smashing
that? Can you pick which voice you get?
Well, I don't think it's that sophisticated. I imagine it's a perky American woman.
It'd be quite good to have Jeremy Paxman doing it.
Come on, yeah, that would be good.
Or Chris Neal.
On the whole, though, I'm not going for this idea. The world's fattest man's left his home for the first time in 5 years.
Is he half-ton man?
He's Manuel Uribe. He lives in Mexico. He's in Mexico. He weighs 59 stone and 11 pounds. Is that half a ton? Give or take. He's had a high-protein diet, apparently. all the locals turned out to have a look at this man getting lifted out of his house, possibly by a crane.
It's just like twice the size of you, isn't it? It's astonishing.
He got a forklift truck, got lifted off his bed and put it on top of a lorry, and then the lorry broke down and the bed cracked as well. He's too fat, is the conclusion there. If you're so fat, you need a forklift truck to move you onto a lorry, and then the lorry breaks.
The thing is, who's been bloody feeding him?
I don't know. Not me.
Whoever's doing it should stop it. This is good in the London Live.
Yeah, because you obviously can't work if you're that fat. You're claiming unemployment benefit through incapacity. How can you even afford to eat that much food? Because to maintain that weight, you must eat, you know, 400 quid's worth of food a day.
But when you think, you can go to Iceland and get 20.
He can't go to Iceland, he has to get takeaway, and that's always bumped up a bit, isn't it?
But somebody could maybe cook him a meal.
I don't think he is, I think he's eating takeaway and bottles of Coke.
People have texted things in.
To where?
To thisislondon.co.uk, and you know, you text in and they print it. So what I'll say now is, don't text us, but if you email in, we'll read out your emails. But here, there's things like,
where have they emailed the emails to? MySpace?
Yeah.
On the MySpace page?
On our MySpace.
What if someone listens to us but doesn't have a MySpace account?
Set one up. Or email newspox@hotmail.co.uk.
Does that come through?
Yeah. My rotten neighbours keep dog poo in a plastic box on their patio. Why?
Oh, we're going to have to make up emails now, because no one's going to email in.
Should
I email some?
Yeah. Facebook Roger Rabbit, are you the Sutton train? I think I found you. Went out with a short-haired girl once, but what made me uneasy was that I had bigger man boobs. My manager found condoms in my drawer and had a go at me. What's wrong with him? I love the woman who knocks on the window at New Cross, telling people to move down the train. Ha ha.
I'm not really interested in it.
I've got this problem. If I open a packet of biscuits, I have to finish them. Wrong.
That is, even I don't have to eat all of the biscuits, only half.
It depends on the biscuits, really. If they're individually wrapped, I can cope with having one.
I'm thinking more of a packet of biscuits, such as fruit shorties or digestives.
Fruit shorties, yeah, half.
Or hobnobs.
Go half on that.
But if it's a bag, you know, sometimes you get posh cookies, but there's only about 8 in there. Probably could have all of them. Tell you what female stars are blamed for this week. Last week it was binge drinking. The week before that it was drugs, glamorising drugs. This week they're mostly responsible for glamorising self-harm. And there's a 29% rise in self-harming amongst young people. And apparently it's Amy Winehouse's fault. She is pretty much to blame for everything. Didn't they blame Kate Moss for gun crime once? Was that for... No, I think it's just... What is it their fault? Or is it the media who publicise their lives? Is it more their... Are they more to blame for these things? By going, oh, look at the self-harming on here. Look, here's Lindsay Lohan. It looks like... If you wouldn't notice, she looks quite normal. But what we've done here is... There's a tiny little cut on her arm and we've... embellished it and put it on in the paper. Who's glamorising it? Is it Lindsay Lohan? Who's probably a bit embarrassed that she's done that? Or is it the paper? Who are highlighting the fact?
Well, it's the paper, isn't it? I can't believe you've been asking me that question. Richmond Park, you know the deers?
Yeah, I've seen them.
There's too many of them. They've called 1,200 of them.
Bastards.
Incinerated them.
You know what they should have done?
What?
Made them into lovely helmets for the Queen's Guard. Because Widdicombe, she's got to be in her bonnet, so to speak. Or perhaps it's a wasp in her beehive. No, that doesn't make sense. About the Queen's Guards, you know, they have the... I can't remember what they call them. Big tall
big
hats.
Stupid furry hat.
Yeah, but they're all made from black bear fur.
Yeah.
And apparently they're treated very cruelly. And they're very, very... And the other thing is they're really expensive. And they keep making... It's costing us a fortune. And it's very cruel to bears to make them out of that. So she's saying, why not make them out of a nice faux fur? Check out Topshop. They've got all sorts of things down there. Made out
or
of
just
faux
change
fur.
The uniform.
Could change the uniform. I think that would go down badly with tourists, though. And actually, that's the primary reason for keeping the old school going.
Well, it's stupid. They should just use
and imagine all those little trinkets, tourist trinkets that you can buy, you know, with a bear, with a bear.
They got rid of the ringmasters, they can get rid of the fucking bear hats. Stupid.
What sort of hat would you like to see them wear? Perhaps one like mine, a sort of rasta hat.
Maybe like a little tweed cap.
Nice.
Does
the bear hat offer some sort of protection?
They're stupid, they can't fly. They'd fall.
They don't even have to smile, so. Perhaps a hat with a smiley face on.
Stupid. The Diana inquest is still going on. We've had some of the French paps in, and they said, yeah, we did take pictures of her dead body, and we were a bit overzealous. But we didn't kill her.
Poor Burrell, what's the link with him? He's been told that he won't be brought in for more questioning.
Oh, he's refused to.
I've always been said.
He said he's not coming, he's refused to.
Oh yeah, but can't they force him?
Maybe later on.
He must be able to do a little, some sort of legal thing.
Yeah.
But he said now that he was, when he talked to that, the paparazzi, not a paparazzo, a reporter saying he made stuff up. He was just showing off to try and impress him and get him into bed because he's a secret gay. Not so secret anymore.
Is that what he said?
He didn't say that, but that's what the journalist said, saying he was trying to get off with me.
Paul
Burrell's
just
married
with
children, but he does like a bit of cock.
He likes a princess.
And a bit of cock. Princess with a cock would be his ideal.
There's some new fashions out.
Mm-hmm.
Try wearing a nice pair of jeans with say a t-shirt.
That's an interesting look.
Some pumps.
I think I might like a pair of baseball boots now.
Really?
Yeah, now Doctor Who's had them for 2 years, I've decided I like them.
Okay. Yeah, I can allow that. What colour?
I don't know. I think a surprising colour. match red. That's surprising for me.
And what will you wear them with? A kind of pair of three quarter length?
No, I'd probably wear them with jeans and a t-shirt.
With a little...
three quarter lengths aren't in anymore. It's 7/8 now. That's the new length for trousers. 7/8. I read it in Grazia.
I didn't realise you were such a dedicated follower of fashion.
I am, yeah. I've got a page from Grazia here. I can tell you what else is in.
Go on then.
Queen headscarves. Headscarves such as the Queen, or as they've described her, the late HRH, which I still think is the funniest thing I've ever read, but nobody else seems to find that amusing. Out of laddered tights and feeling old, that's down.
Is that spare ribs?
What, that picture?
Yeah.
No, it's saying...
I could really go some spare ribs.
It's saying restaurants where you pick your own price, they're good. It's not a particularly radical colour.
So you're going to be wearing 7/8?
7/8, yeah.
With red baseball boots.
And some shoots.
And what top?
Chainmail. That's in.
Chainmail?
Hmm.
What kind of chainmail? What shape would it be?
Well, like a knight of yore would wear. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, actually. One with bat wings.
Bat wing chainmail, yeah. 7/8 things and baseball cap.
Yep, that's my look.
That's your look. That's your summer look.
Well, no, I probably won't wear it all the way through to summer, but I will wear it through spring.
Right.
And by summer, I'll look up with a new look.
I've got a look in mind, but I'm...
For summer?
Yeah, I'm waiting to...
Are you keeping it under your hat?
I keep it under my hat until
so
I'm ready to unveil it. It'll be good, though.
Okay. Is it jeans or a t-shirt?
No. There is denim involved, but it's a different kind of denim to what I would normally...
It's dungarees, isn't it?
No.
It is! It's totally dungarees!
It's not.
It is.
It's similar to dungarees.
It's a pinafore.
It's not a pinafore. It's a denim boiler suit.
Have you got one?
No.
Hang on, who was talking about denim boiler suits the other day?
Me.
Were you saying you used to have one when you were a kid?
No.
I read somewhere someone saying that they had a denim boiler suit when they were a kid and they'd kill to have one of those now. That's it.
Good, right. Well, I think that's all we've got. Oh, do you want your stars?
No, don't believe in them. Oh, and also it was the...
Other people, our listeners might believe in them.
You ask them if they want them.
Do you want your stars?
Yes!
Okay, here you go. You're good at listening. to our podcast. Wash your feet more. Make sure you don't get crypt rot this summer. And as the moon is in Uranus, you'll find that the Cancer is coming up.
What star sign was this?
It's all of them. Cancer's coming up over Virgo. Falling over onto the Sagittarius, who says, shut up.
That's it. I think that was it. I think she's gone into an astronaut kind of trance where she's getting astronomy through her brainwaves. Is that right? So thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.